You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Did you know you have a second home and you go there every day? Wait a minute. I don't think I want to pay taxes. Okay. Shouldn't you know more about this place you spend so much time hanging out in? This show is about the non-physical dimension, but we're going to talk about the topic from a very different perspective. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Hey, Jason, I know where I live. What do you mean by the idea of a second home?
Well, talking about the non-physical dimension, first of all, I don't think the taxes thing really works in this one.
Oh, okay.
Just saying, okay. But the non-physical dimension is where the majority of our consciousness and intelligence resides. It's not literally in our physical body.
Okay.
You know, what we see is that even, you know, our brain and our nervous system are basically traffic cops for the information, the energy that flows through.
Okay.
And
so you're saying the energy flows through us all the time?
Yes.
Okay.
From the non-physical dimension.
Okay.
And with from what we call essence. Some people call it soul. We use the word essence.
Okay.
At the precise moment of death, for example, your physical your physical body and its chemical composition is exactly the same as when you're alive.
Okay.
But the difference is just this energy that you can't touch, you can't measure.
Okay.
But it's and that's what leaves, which is what we call your essence.
Okay.
Or the connection
and
to your essence.
And it leaves your body.
It leaves your body.
Okay.
And your essence resides in what we call the second home.
Okay.
Which is the non-physical dimension, which is what we're going to talk about today. And this is, we've got so much information, you know, fasten your seatbelt. This is going to be really fun. It's fun for us.
It is.
I think you'll find it very interesting, but we're trying to make it very practical in ways that most people talk about in terms of lofty language. And we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Okay.
But here's the first part. And this, people don't even think about this, but our need for sleep is there because our essence can't function in this physical world 24/7. It needs a break. And so when we go to sleep, what happens is our essence goes back to the non-physical dimension. It's connection. We're always connected, but it goes to take a break.
Okay.
It's like the break room.
Yeah.
Okay. For your essence.
Okay.
And when people sleep well, they're more on top of things. And when they don't, they're not.
Well, and you know, this just came in. Babies, when you first have babies, when babies first come into this world, they require a lot of sleep. And that's one of the reasons they do that is they're getting used to it here, but they're also still very connected to the other side.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
We just had our first grandchild. We're going to meet her in a week. But this is, you know, we've been talking to her. We've been talking to her essence
since she was conceived, and I cannot wait to meet this baby.
So when she's conceived, that essence is in the non-physical dimension.
Correct.
So our access to it is as good as it would be when she's, you know,
I get to hold her for the first time.
Yes. So, but when a baby sleeps, you're absolutely right.
Right.
They need that time because they're still in that other dimension and they're they're not quite sure about what this physical thing is all about.
And they're learning to, one of the things I've seen is that they're learning how to be in this dimension on a full-time basis.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's hard.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Well, and how many babies have you encountered in your lifetime that you could just tell they didn't really want to be here?
Yeah. And by the way, and we weren't even going to talk about this, but I think it's a great thing to talk about, is that using the ecosystem approach is the best way to deal with a baby who's fussy.
Yes.
Who doesn't sleep.
Yes.
Whatever problem
you
have with the baby.
Let's put that in the show for next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
good.
So we have so much information.
Oh.
We decided at the last minute to make this a two-part series.
Exactly.
So this is part one, and we're going to have one in part two.
Okay.
So here's the other thing. In the non-physical dimension, the rules are different.
Okay.
Time and space is different.
Yes, yes, yes.
So here we are. We're 150 miles away from this grandchild. Yes. We have complete access to her essence as if we were
right there.
Next there.
Yes.
And that is with all of our clients. We've been doing this for 20 years. It's kind of old hat, but
right.
We can work with someone's essence, whether they're in the same room with us
or
they're halfway around the world, literally. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that time is different.
Right.
You know,
oh, yeah.
How many times have people said to us, you know, at 2:15 the other day, were you working on me? Because all of a sudden this happened.
Yes.
And chances are we weren't, but they expect that when we work on them, then that.
They're going to feel it right away.
Yes. The response will be immediate.
Yes.
In our time zone, in the physical dimensions
right.
time zone. And it doesn't work that way. Sometimes it can take weeks.
Yes.
Months.
Well, I've actually even talked to clients that said, the last time I worked with you was a few years ago, and I finally got what you were trying to tell me. And it's because it took all that time
yes.
for that energy to work through
yes.
negative energies to get to them.
Yes.
Yes.
So time and space are not the same at all.
Right.
And you make these connections via intuition. So when we work with someone, mm-hmm. some people get it right away like you did.
You got it
right away, and I wasn't even there.
No.
And
it was awesome, by the way. And you know what? Let me just jump in and
yeah.
say, talk about that for 1 minute. Jason worked on me on a Sunday afternoon. I had been in a really bad car accident and lived in pain all the time. And that night I went to sleep. I didn't know that he had worked on me. That night I went to sleep. When I woke up the next morning, which I woke up late, and I never did that because I slept so well. I got up, I almost, you know, bounced out of bed, and I had to, within like a half hour period of time, get ready to be at work to catch a train. I was, you know, in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I had to catch that train at a certain time to be at work on time. The thing that was the most amazing to me was, number one, I hadn't realized how much I had needed sleep. That was the first thing. But the other thing was, I wasn't in pain. And then the next thing was I was riding on BART, Bay Area Rapid Transit, and I was looking out the windows, and the colors were more vivid than I remembered them from the Friday before when I had gone back home from work. It was, I thought, well, first off, it was awesome, and I felt lighter all the way around. And I got into the office. I dialed Jason's number because we work for the same company. And I said, did you work on me? And he said, well, yeah, I did. And I was like, oh my gosh, we got to talk about this. I was so excited about it because it was the first relief I had received from this pain.
And that pain was in the non-physical dimension.
Yes.
And that's where I went. To
clear it.
And we've been doing this with clients for 20 years. So
right.
it's not that
it
big a deal.
Awesome.
But some people, they don't feel it at all.
Yes.
Some people, or they feel it 6 months later.
Right.
Or they feel it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Some feel it in the moment. Some feel some of it. And then 2 weeks later, feel more of it.
Exactly.
You know, it takes a while. And so time is a little bit different construct.
Exactly.
So, it also, the non-physical dimension gives you access to information about yourself. So
which I think is the most exciting.
How many people have said, you know, what's my purpose? You know, what am I doing here?
Or how often have you asked yourself that?
You know, I don't have any meaning in my life.
Right.
You don't get that from the physical dimension.
No.
You don't get that from doing this, this, and this. You get that from this inside place.
Yes.
And that inside place is blocked, and we help you remove those blocks so that you can have that connection.
Exactly.
You know, we've uncovered so much information about ourselves.
Yeah.
That, you know, if we would have not done this 20 years from the time we started, and it wasn't an exact precise time, but, you know, we've been looking for this all of our lives, both of us.
Both of us, yes.
But if it wasn't for the ecosystem approach, we would have been unhappy. We would have been angry. Mm-hmm. We would have been lost even more than we were when we first connected.
Exactly. Exactly.
So here's the last thing and the misconception about the non-physical dimensions.
Okay.
A lot of people talk about wormholes and all these layers and levels of
dimensions.
The non-physical dimension. And this all distracts us from concrete, usable things for us in our life right now.
Because if you're living your life in this dimension right now, you need practicality.
You need to live in the world. You were sent here in the world. Go back to two shows ago about our show on starseeds.
Right.
You know, if you're a starseed, you need to live in the world as it is.
Correct.
And evolve yourself in this physical world.
Correct.
So you can do what you came here to do.
And by the way, we are all sent here to do, we have purpose and purposes.
Yes.
So with that said, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The most important part of us is our essence that lives in our second home, the non-physical dimension. Mm-hmm. The non-physical dimension has different rules about time, space, and is accessed via intuition.
Right.
And your purpose and meaning for your life exists in the non-physical dimension. And it is essential for you to access.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to have an evolved consciousness to objectively access the non-physical dimension.
Okay. In the next segment, we're going to talk about conspiracy theories and major misconceptions that keep you from using the non-physical dimension in a practical and usable way that can actually enhance your life. And by the way, mine too. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to look at the raw side of spirit? Have you lost someone too soon and their passing has left you with more questions than answers? If so, join Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. On this show, I leave nothing off limits as I discuss those who have passed under darker circumstances, guide those who may feel ashamed or shocked by a loved one's passing, and provide self-growth to get through the difficult times. Let's go through this together on my show, Eye of Soul Radio, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Are you living life, or is life living you? Tap into the divine love, healing, and wisdom already in you with T Lotus on LLL, the Live Love Lotus Show, every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to consciously create your most incredible life, join the Sacred Path online community. It's free. Visit thesacredpath11.com to join. That's thesacredpath11.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.World. The best is yet to come.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about conspiracy theories and major misconceptions that keep you from using the non-physical dimension in practical and usable ways that can actually enhance your life. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, why are misconceptions and conspiracy theories so important when talking about the non-physical dimension?
This topic, for whatever reason, attracts all the way out stuff,
yes,
non-physical dimensions,
yes,
the wormholes, the alternative universes, all
sure,
those things. But and because we've been programmed,
mm-hmm,
we don't seek to uncover who we are.
No.
We're told, go to school, learn your lessons. Here's what you need to know. Here's how you should act. Here's how you should think. It's a form of programming
and covering up who you authentically are.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, if you use the ecosystem approach from childhood, you would start to uncover who you are.
We have seen some amazing results with that.
Yes. So programming makes it tough. And so the false prophets and the conspiracy theories and just bad information,
okay,
is all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm the most probably critical of people, my peers, our peers,
mm-hmm,
than anybody else, because we start to think, well, let me give an example.
Okay.
Everyone intrinsically wants meaning, purpose, community, and ritual. It's sort of a human desire.
And if you look around, you can see that.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
You know, we see it in our, whether you go to Starbucks every day. That's, you know,
could
be almost spiritual for some people. Yes. Or just, you know, going to church, you know, a specific religion.
Correct.
Drumming. There's all sorts of things you do to have meaning and purpose in your life.
Exactly.
But what we see, and so there's a lot of false prophets that come forward and say, follow me. I'll show you the way to that. To meaning and purpose.
Okay.
You know, only through me can you have meaning and purpose.
Yes.
And
that, by the way, no.
That, you know, we were designed, and this is what we see, because we're intuitives and you can see it too. Everybody can see it, that we're designed so we innately can find that purpose within ourselves because it's contained in our essence.
Right.
So most of these programs say it's over here. It's in a book,
or
it's
follow
in
me
process
to this place.
Yes,
yes.
You know, just join me and we'll do this together, and it'll happen.
Right.
It doesn't happen that way. It happens. It's an internal process. It's unique to you.
Well, and I'm sorry. And could you give the example of Heaven's Gate, Jason?
Oh.
It's a big one because a lot of people actually remember this, but. There's a point that you have about it.
It was a cult in California.
Yes.
This is kind of our neighborhood. And the head guy,
mm-hmm,
said that we're all souls and we come to Earth to grow up. To evolve. Like he used the metaphor of garden.
Okay.
And that we would grow here in this physical world. And
yes.
Then when we're done, we'd, mm-hmm, go off to this non-physical place.
Okay.
That's like 80% true. We're here.
We are here to learn. We are here to grow.
Our essence is here to come into a physical presence and learn in ways that we couldn't, that we would, if we were just in the physical or the energetic form.
Okay.
We don't learn the same way we do when we're in the physical body.
That's correct.
So that was all true. But then he took it and he started isolating.
He twisted it.
He twisted it. Isolating the followers, creating a certain dogma. And pretty soon his followers weren't connecting with anybody else in the world.
Right.
They were rejecting their friends and families. They were isolating themselves. Right. And he said that that it's time for all of the people to,
all of his followers,
to transcend their physical body and connect with this spaceship to take it to another dimension so they can live out their purpose.
So in other words, he talked about the next level and the, what was it called? The evolutionary level of human.
Yes.
And people, unfortunately, believed him. Actually, there was 39 people that believed him and they died.
It was a mass suicide.
It was.
They drank, they didn't drink.
They ate pudding or jello or something.
Applesauce.
Applesauce, that was it.
And they all laid down and they wanted to connect with the spaceship. You know, that's how this stuff starts, and then it goes off in the wrong direction.
Yes.
Because I know when I look at people's essence, mine and everybody else's, and we've been doing this for a long time, that your authentic essence doesn't want to leave. It wants to be here and do what it came here to do, which is grow and develop and make this world a better place, make this physical existence a better place.
Exactly.
So, you know, a lot of people use psychedelics to get from their physical state to the non-physical dimension. The problem is that you can't control it. You don't have the maturity that you need to develop to go into the non-physical.
Correct.
Now we go into the non-physical. Patricia and I go into non-physical all day long.
Sure.
I mean, it's kind of you know, we'll ask a question to ourselves or
each other.
Information.
Yeah.
We'll get a hit from intuition.
Correct.
It's not like we're going into a trance every single moment. You know, we've got our feet on the ground. But all of these, all of our abilities in the world, which is creativity and talent and intellectual precision, all comes because we have been refining our intuition and evolving our consciousness.
Right.
So when someone comes to you and says, hey, we're going to use a psychedelic to help you get to this other dimension.
Right.
I had a client who wanted to do something like that, and he was having fun with this, and I get it. It was like the spiritual playground, and he wanted to.
That's how he saw it.
He wanted to see what he could see. You know, what if I did this? How would this help me?
Mm-hmm.
He did it. He felt he had a really good experience. Mm-hmm. And then a week later, he called me or reached out to me and said, "I'm being attacked."
Mm.
And I said, "Hey, you're not being attacked.
Right?
That's just dark energy. There's dark energy in this non-physical dimension all over the place.
Yeah.
And just clear it and tell that dark energy to go away.
Exactly.
And they don't have any power over you." One of the things that you learn.
And he did, by the way.
And he did. And everything was fine. Okay.
Yes.
But it's a great example of when you open yourself up without doing the work beforehand, you don't know where you are. It's sort of like, you know, in San Francisco, there's a big homeless population.
Yeah, huge.
And if you work there, if you've been there for a while, you know that there's these panhandlers. They come up to you and they have a story. You know,
always.
I need to get home. I need bus money, or I need lunch, and this has happened. And they have a sign that says, you know, have baby, that sort of thing.
Right.
And if you work there and you're there long enough, you see the same sign. You know, I'm pregnant, and this person's been pregnant for like 2 years.
I remember that.
You know, and it's not that we understand the homeless thing and
all of
that stuff, but we also have enough street smarts to know that there's probably a better way. That if you give people money directly, a lot of times that will be used for drugs.
Right.
You know, that's kind of that street smarts that you get with the ecosystem approach.
Yeah.
So when you go to the non-physical dimension.
You have some street smarts.
Yes, because you start with yourself.
I hadn't even thought of it that way. Absolutely.
You start with yourself and you see how you lie to yourself.
Yeah.
A lot of times those lies aren't, we think about, like, I think I'm better than I really am. it's usually just the reverse. Most people lie to themselves and say, oh, I'm not
as
not
good
very
as
smart.
I, as
I'm
not I
very pretty.
Be.
Yeah. I'm not very talented. I don't have any abilities.
Right.
That's the lie that they have to, for themselves. And you uncover that and it changes.
Yes.
There's a big difference between a guide and a leader. So if some guy comes forward and says, follow me, I'll show you the way. I have this evolution. Truth is that Patricia and I have been working on our own evolution for 20 years now,
or
and
more.
Even more before that, you know. But we're not saying, oh, we're the end all keep all.
Yeah.
And we're not asking anybody to follow us. We just have information to help you get to this place for yourself.
Right.
Not because of us. We don't want people to put us on a pedestal. Mm. We want people just to, we can help you with the information like a guide.
Yes.
Going through the forest and you want to go, you know, you're on a trip through a place that you've never been before.
Right.
You need someone to help you guide you.
Well, and you need to know where the potholes are and where the water is and all of those things. If
right.
you're doing things like that.
But you don't need to be led. And
no,
we're not designed to be, we're designed to lead ourselves first.
Well, and we don't have a secret handshake or, you know, a special code or, you know, anything like this.
No request for commitment.
No.
Oh my gosh.
No,
or loyalty.
Yes.
Or we never say, do this and you'll get this.
Right. That
it never works that way.
That isn't the way we work. So we are definitely regular people. So,
and that's part of what the ecosystem approach does. And we need to make this last point is that.
Okay.
We don't show up in the world as intuitives. We don't lead with that ever.
No.
We don't use a lot of new agey language.
No.
We just show up in the work and say, here I am. This is Jason Patricia.
Right.
How are you? You know?
Right. And we help you with your path.
We do indirectly, but we don't even say that.
No.
We just show up as just regular people.
Right.
And if it ever comes up that we do this work, it's because someone has expressed an interest and we offered to them.
Exactly.
But as a result, people like us.
Exactly.
People just gravitate toward us.
Right.
And they can see that we're practical and have our feet in the ground.
Right.
No one would say that we're airy-fairy or la-la.
Not at all. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The topic of the non-physical dimension attracts a lot of false leaders and prophets. The red flags to avoid is having experience outside of yourself, having someone do it to you, or needing to follow someone else.
Right.
Evolved consciousness and refined intuition helps you live your life with more meaning and significance. And the ecosystem approach teaches you about the path. You have to choose to follow the path and go inward toward your authenticity.
I love that. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the path to the non-physical dimension and how you can start to use this path today. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
TalkRadio.com. Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm, their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world. And thank you for making me look good while I do it.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach, Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit carrienail.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the path to the non-physical dimension and how you can start to use this path today. We are married intuitives with over 20 years' experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. It is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. You know, Jason, you've made me highly suspicious of all other methods. How do I get started to connect with the non-physical dimension?
It starts with the understanding of how human beings work.
Okay.
And that's, our ecosystem approach is grounded in that understanding.
Okay.
It's not that complicated. It's actually very clear. Mm-hmm. It's in the, you know, I'm going to talk like a geek here. It's like it's in your firmware. You know, human beings have this encoded in themselves,
yes,
of how we work. It's like the instruction manual is already there.
Exactly.
But we just have to know how to access it. And unfortunately, we would if it wasn't for the fact that we've been programmed all of our life instead,
yes,
of exactly, uncovered.
Exactly.
So it starts with, you know, after we understand how human beings work, mm-hmm, you understand the importance of your essence.
Well, and make the point about the discovery. It's really important.
You know, and we have an article we wrote, and if you go to our website right now, mm-hmm, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section, there's a 2-part article about the discovery, mm-hmm, which we see that most people on Earth today have 80% of their essence is blocked with negative energy. That's a huge amount. That was never intended to be that bad.
Exactly.
You know, from lifetime to lifetime, it might accumulate a little bit, but never, sure, that bad. Mm-hmm. And that's part of where we are right now.
Right.
And so targeting that negative energy first is where you have to go. And that's where the evolved consciousness comes from.
Right.
And the refined intuition.
Mm,
and it's
important.
Not like it's not an objective to be achieved. It's not like you get there,
right,
you know.
And by the way, we've had clients say, well, I've done all this clearing. Now what is my evolution or how much have I, you know.
That's like a machine.
Yes.
You know, I programmed this in and I should, yes, get this result.
Yes.
The,
yes,
truth is we're still working on our 80%, or it's,
absolutely,
less now, but it's,
yes,
it's, we're still working on that negative energy that's attached to our essence. And I guarantee you'll probably be working on it till the day we die.
Exactly.
But it's, even in this first 20 years, oh my gosh, the difference is amazing.
Truly amazing.
So it's not like it's black and white, like it turns a switch and everything
right,
happens, but we see things so much differently now than we did before.
Exactly.
So go read that article.
It's well worth it, by all means.
So when you start to uncover, you see the lies you tell yourself, and mm-hmm, that is huge.
Yes. Most of us don't even think that we're telling ourselves lies.
Right.
That's a big aha in itself.
We see how we we're not being honest with ourselves.
Right.
We try and see things one way because it's more convenient. How we use our ego
exactly
to deny something or to cover something up or to block something. And that beginning personal growth is essential. So when you go with the non-physical dimension,
yes,
you're armed with some knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that there's this negative energy out there, that you know that it will lie to you and give you
false information by all means.
And yes. So, and it's never that you have to learn this first and then you make your first trip.
Life isn't that way, everyone.
It doesn't work that
way.
You're not a machine.
Yes, exactly.
What happens is that you start to remove these negative energies, your access to that non-physical dimension becomes greater and greater.
And the thing that's the most amazing is in all of this, we learn when we start to remove negative energy, we learn to actually forgive ourselves for the things that we thought that is the only way that it is.
Yeah. Again, go back to our show on the star seeds.
Exactly.
You know, star seeds have been targeted.
Yes.
There's a mark.
Yes.
On them so that they don't evolve. And there is this competition that's going on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to believe us. You know, as you do go through this process, you'll get a form of a cha-ching.
Yes.
So when someone on the TV says, oh, this is the way it is.
And this is the only way that it is.
Both of us have this ability. And this is natural for human beings. People have forgotten that we have this.
Yes.
To say, oh, that's not right.
Well,
sound right.
And I know none of you can imagine, but I'm doing something in the kitchen and we're watching TV like on the news or something. And you can hear me from the kitchen going, what are you kidding? That's not true. Or, you know, I mean, it's not like I'm not. Yeah. I mean, we all know I'm not the emotional one.
We all have this ability to understand truth or have our own lie detector.
And that's a really good point, Jason.
But if we don't see how we lied to ourselves,
exactly,
we don't know how you lied to me or someone else will lie
exactly.
to you.
Exactly.
And that's a big deal.
It really, really is.
It's not just about lies. It's about seeing the world in a different way or a certain way versus the way it really is.
Well, and when you believe the lies, not only that you've been taught from, I'm talking about the trainings of your upbringing and so forth, then we start to believe the lies that are out there in the world today. When we look at someone who is dealing with this sort of thing, one of the things that we see is the unworthiness is up over the top regarding their unworthiness and the guilt and the shame and even the hopelessness and the disappointment about life. By the way, those are energies and they can be cleared so you can see the truth.
One example, my dad told me that I could only be successful his way. And he was an engineer and he had a certain way and methodology to do that as opposed to my way, which is much, much different than that. And now I'm starting to just, I'm in my 60s and I'm just beginning to see how I can do that. It's amazing to me.
And you know, that there's the big aha and then there's the, oh my gosh, why didn't I see this before? All of those things, all of this can be cleared. And you can go, okay, I don't need that negative energy to go forward. It's awesome.
So in our next show,
okay,
this is part two, we're going to talk about all those things that you can see in the non-physical dimension. Other people's motives, things you can do in terms of healing.
Right.
You can see illness and disease before it manifests in the physical.
Oh, yeah.
You can see illness and disease that has so-called been cured.
Yes.
You see that it's still there.
Yes.
And that, you know, people that, for example, people that have cancer and they're afraid of a relapse, you can see it, whether it's there or not.
Yes.
All those things that happen, you know, just bad luck, traumas, accidents.
Right.
How
about loneliness? All of these things are energies.
They're all energies.
And they can be cleared. And it's awesome.
It's a whole different orientation toward the world.
Yes,
and there's no wormholes that we're going to talk about or, going to other dimensions, that sort of thing.
Right.
It's about living your life to pay the mortgage, to have good relationships, to be healthy and with vitality.
And happy.
In this world the way it is.
In this world.
We're not going to ask you to pack your bags or it's time to leave this earth.
Or drink
existence.
The Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
None of that. It's just about using the way we're designed to your advantage.
And I want to make the point. All of what we're talking about, it takes time. It takes time in this dimension to understand how we've been lied to and cheated and manipulated. And it's being stressed in the world today that we need to be machines as yes. opposed to human. And the truth is, we are all human. We live in human bodies.
The ecosystem approach is all about restoring that humanness
yes.
to you.
Yes.
So
yes.
let's talk about the key points, and then we'll tell people how to.
Okay.
Clear.
I can't resist. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Always start with essence and understand the 80% blockage is serious and needs to be cleared.
Yes.
As you go inward, you see how you deceive yourself, often by being numb to talents and ability and potential.
Yes, exactly.
Many prefer to overcome the blockages with ego and la-la rather than work to clear your own story. They'd rather take a shortcut and go around or say, I don't need to do all that stuff. I can just do it this way. This guy tells me I can. I'll go do his method.
Exactly.
And the ecosystem approach helps you to go inward so your life can have real meaning and purpose in an authentic way.
Exactly. So Jason, let's teach those who have never encountered us before, teach them how to clear. And if you already know how to clear, just follow along. And then we're also going to talk about life force.
So this is the time to put up the graphic, Jamie, for the processor. So here we go. So to remove negative energy, it's very simple. You can stand, sit, walk, lay down. You don't have to be in a reverent position. This works in all these different positions. You can be driving, you can be running.
Exactly.
You can even do it while you're doing something else. You know, your mind's capable of doing two things at once.
Yes.
And so when we say and to eliminate, just gather up in your mind's eye and your imagination from your tips of your toes all the way up through your body and then blow it. Take a gentle breath, not a big breath. If you blow more, it doesn't move more energy.
Right.
Blow it into the processor. And Jamie's putting that up on the screen. And that's something that actually exists in the non-physical dimension.
Exactly.
Built that in the non-physical dimension. And Patricia painted it in the physical. And that's why it looks like a painting, which it is.
Exactly.
And it goes in the top. It gets processed and it comes out the front neutral.
And which, by the way, not only helps you because you're getting rid of negative energy, but it helps your world around you because you're doing something that is going to make a difference in other people's lives as well as your own. Then what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that anyone has access to, and we all have the right to use it. What we're going to do is we're going to call upon it. We're going to have it come in through the top of our heads, and we're just going to let it go all the way down our physical body, all the way to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it right there. We're going to turn it around. We're going to use the power of that energy, and we're going to have it come back up our body and then blow out any negative energy that's left over, because we all know there's negative energy everywhere. And then we're going to keep going. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you get started to go inward and have access to the non-physical dimension. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Welcome to Blue Lightning Healing Meditations. I'm Susie Parker Goins. I'm a channel bringing through spirit guides in accessible and resonant ways for you to connect with your higher self, sharing soul-level conversations to help you in your spiritual path. I upload weekly channeled messages, interviews, and information on a variety of topics, sharing my learning and opening doors for growth. You can find a listing of upcoming podcasts at bluelightninghealing.com. Until next time, blessings.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Start shifting possibilities into probabilities with Colette Marie Steffen through her energetic upgrade online programs and personal consultations. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Are you ready to get your shift together? Book a 45-minute energetic upgrade session with Colette and check out all the energetic upgrade programs at thetruthisfunny.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you start to go inward and have access to your non-physical dimension. This is really exciting. Jason, you ready to go?
So in every show, we always do clearing at the end. So we actually help you start to change your energy just by listening to the show.
Exactly.
We do three segments of the topic, and then we do clearing at the end.
Correct.
And this is the way to get started. So here we go. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the barrier so I can see that my creativity, intelligence, and power reside in the non-physical dimension.
Nice and easy. Take a breath and lift that up and throw that into that processor, or you can use a garbage can if you don't see the processor, if this is just an audio for you. Take a breath, everybody. Do that again. And throw it into the processor. And to eliminate the false belief that I can be led to higher states of consciousness in the physical dimension, when that's not the truth at all.
Non-physical dimension.
Non-physical dimension. Take a breath, everyone.
It's not something you're led to. It's something that you do within yourself.
And you have access to.
Yes.
Okay.
And to eliminate the feelings of anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that make me want to have quick and easy solutions.
Right. Take a breath. I frankly think the journey is fantastic. And to eliminate the feelings of fear and hurt and shame that I have, and the false belief that someone else can help me overcome, when the truth is, you can do it yourself. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see the negative energies attached to me that block me from my evolved consciousness.
That's a good one.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the natural way is better to connect with the non-physical dimension. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the feelings of fear and terror that block me from my refined intuition and real clarity.
Nice. Good one. Take a breath.
Someone can't give you refined intuition.
No.
You have to clear the blocks.
To get there.
Yes.
Absolutely. And to eliminate all the hurt and depression and shame I have that distracts me from my evolved consciousness. Take a breath. Just a block, everyone. And throw it into that processor or garbage can.
and to eliminate any anger I have about being held back because of negative energies in the non-physical dimension.
Yes, take a breath. And to eliminate my feelings of resistance, bitterness, and anger about new agey ideas and conspiracy theories. We don't need to be angry about that. Just get rid of them. You don't need them. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that I can get to evolved consciousness with shortcuts and false prophets.
When that's not the truth at all, take a breath.
That New Age language has gotten a bad rap.
It really has.
I think it's well-deserved.
In its way, yes.
It is, because people say, I don't want any of that. I don't believe any of that.
Yes, New Agey stuff.
Yes.
That isn't really how they exactly exclamate that one. Anyway, and to eliminate the barriers so I can see that not all energy programs are the same. Take a breath. Clear that block.
And to eliminate any numbness or blocks I have to the energy forces in my life, I can clear those.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
Yeah, take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers to my clarity about 80% negative energy in my essence that blocks me. Get rid of those barriers. It's okay to see that block and then know that you can get rid of it. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that I have all that I need in life using the ecosystem approach.
I love it.
It's very natural. It's the way you were designed. Take a breath.
And by the way, you will laugh your backside off when you're doing this. This can be just so much fun. So let's activate life force. All right, here I go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Starting right now, call upon it. Let it go in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your torso to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Turn it around. Use the power of that life force energy to lift up any negative energies that you need to get rid of and throw it into that processor or garbage can right now. Blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to connect with the part of me that lives in the non-physical dimension.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust I can help myself evolve in simple and effective ways. Take a nice breath. Let it come in through the top of your head and go all the way down, tips of your toes, turn it around, and blow it out, any negative energy.
And to activate life force so I can decide to use the ecosystem approach as a natural way to create evolved consciousness.
Nice. Take a breath. I recommend highly that you continue to use the ecosystem approach for everything in your life. And that leads me to this. And to activate life force so I can be happy, healthy, have laughter and love and fun, and see that I'm not broken. There's things that I can do that I can get rid of all of the negative energies that block me from authentically who I am, starting right now. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Pull that in through the top of your head, all the way down your body, tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow up any negative energy left over. You know, Jason, you already did talk about a little bit about what we're going to do next week, but let's remind everyone.
It's just part two of the non-physical dimension. And this is where we'll give you examples of all the neat ways you can do it for your life right now.
I love that.
So be sure to tune in next week. And if this is, you know, if this is what we've talked about today has somehow touched you, if there's a cha-chink that happens within you, you know, I had someone who was telling me she was listening to the Starseed show, and she said, all of a sudden, I just got this message that says, oh, I'm Assyrian. We weren't even talking about the different types of starseeds.
Right.
She just came in. So if you got that little nudge today.
And by the way, good job on that one.
Honor that nudge. honor that nudge.
Exactly.
And say, this is, I should check this out. And we've made it really easy. All you have to do is go to our website, go there right now, mm-hmm. theecosystemapproach.org, mm-hmm. and sign up for a free section. Mm-hmm. When you do that, you'll get clearings. They're all written out for you
yes.
every single week.
Yes.
We have a weekly newsletter, and a lot of our clients just put those clearings on their phone and do them all during the day,
uh-huh.
every day.
And
because the more you do, the yes. better it is.
And oftentimes people use them when they're walking or taking their walk at lunch, or even when they're struggling with something in life, they'll pull out their phone until I've had people say, I tell the rest of my family, don't bother me, I'm working. And it's and what they're saying is they're working on themselves and they need a little break from their families. So what about our Facebook page, Jason?
You know, go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org, and like us. I love the likes. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. It's really helpful. And you know, if you have a comment about today's show, you can post it there.
And we'd love to hear that. And also we'd love, do you have any suggestions for things that you want to hear from us?
Yes. So you know, if this has touched you,
okay.
Listen next week. So when is that?
That is next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.